The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Last Friday night, I went to a movie with a couple of friends of mine. It was the movie Harriet, about Harriet Tubman. A very good movie. I'd recommend it. We went to a movie theater where you reserve your place ahead of time, and you have these reclining theater seats where you lean back. But you don't have control of who's sitting next to you. You just kind of luck of the draw. I was sitting on the two friends of mine to my right, and I was here, and then there was two open seats next to me, and I thought, well, we'll just have to see who sits next to me. I'm not comfortable. It's not in my comfort zone to have strangers reclining next to me at a movie. I prefer a different setup. So the people come in, they sit next to me, and there's this woman next to me who I think was a smoker because I could smell it on her clothing. She liked to chat quite a bit with her friend during the previews, and then during the movie itself, there were times where she couldn't hear the line of the movie, and so she'd lean to her friend and say, "What did he say? What did he say?" And then other times, it's a very dramatic movie, a good movie, but there's different parts where she was going, "Oh, oh, oh," exclaiming things, and it was really testing my patience. At times like that, I find it helpful to think, what would Jesus want me to do? How would Jesus want me to act in this situation? And if I profess him to be Christ the King, as we do on this weekend, it really brings me back to a place where I can take a step back, be patient, take a breath, be understanding and compassionate. I think in these little moments, it's not always in big dramatic ways that we're called to live our faith. The woman next to me probably didn't know that I was a Christian or a Catholic or a priest or anything of that sort, but yet it was a little way that I could witness, at least to myself, that I'm called to love and understand people and to be patient. And in the big scheme of things, as I look back on it, really that little cross that I was asked to carry during that 2 hours of that movie is not very big, but yet we can find ways to make little inconveniences in our life or in my life. I can make them big things where my attitude and my patience is not as good as I want it to be. Jesus gives us such a great example today in this gospel reading as we come to the end of the liturgical year. It's the scene of his crucifixion. And just before we hear this passage, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they are doing." In the midst of all this taunting and jeering at him, he is so loving and patient. He's willing to take on what God has asked him to do. 3 times in this reading, he's taunted, "If you're the King of the Jews, if you're the Christ, save yourself." He could have done it. He could have saved himself and come down off the cross. But he chose to die for our sins, to make a sacrifice of love that we could have salvation. He endured this incredible physical pain and death out of love for us. This is the kind of king he is, a king that doesn't assert power over people, but power through love. He asks us to do that if we're going to follow him, to imitate that, not to have power over people, but to have the power of love and mercy. He was a king that didn't live in a palace and ask servants to come to him to make him comfortable. Our king went out to the world and lived a life of poverty, taking God's love to others, not to wait to be served. Jesus went out to serve others and us. As the king, we are asked to have loyalty to Jesus. If we're going to recognize him as our king, then his authority in our life is what we're called to recognize, to be loving, merciful, and patient with others. If he is the authority and the king of our life, we're to open our hearts and minds to his teaching, to learn, to grow, to make our life even more in sync with who he is. He is our king, we're called to put our faith in him, that even things we can't see or prove, we believe to be true. And the future, that we entrust our lives into what his plan is for us. So day by day, we can say, Lord, guide me in your path. Help me today to be a faithful follower. If you are my king and I follow you as my king, I recognize your authority, your leadership, your wisdom in my life. Just little things like that can help us then in those little inconvenient moments where we don't have things going as we want in a movie theater or other places, that we can be patient, open, trusting, and to continue to follow as a follower of Christ. So let us acknowledge the Lord today, the Lord Jesus as our King, to give thanks to God for our salvation, and to look for ways that we too can follow in his footsteps, maybe not in big, dramatic, heroic ways, but just in the daily things of everyday life.